Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday night's meeting with the 49ers.
Guys just flying around, making splash plays, making things happen on defense, scoring touchdowns on defense. I'm seeing a lot.
What's the biggest challenge that you see when you watch them film, like in terms of what they present to you?
On the defensive line, pushing the pocket, linebackers flying all across the field, making tackles, DBs playing fundamental sound football.
Yeah, first drive. How was that experience for you, and how were you able to kind of maintain your calm, leave the offense in field goal range, and just kind of manage all that stress and uncertainty?
Oh, it wasn't really stress. Headphones just went out. It was the first play actually. I was just trying to get a number or whatever on the wristband. I think I was calling my own plays pretty much because I was calling the wrong numbers off the wristband, and we was just moving the ball, so it worked in our favor. To be honest, it was cool. I managed it well.
Well, this is obviously a big game. Two teams at the top, the AFC and the NFC. What do you make of all the hype and excitement around this game?
Entertainment. It's going to be a very entertaining game, like you said. Both teams number one in their division. Just got to go out there ready and focus because it's a great team.
There's some talk about this could be a Super Bowl preview. What do you think about that?
Super Bowl is in February. We're in December right now. We got to focus on Monday night. No, I'm not worried about what people say.
Well, Lamar, there's been very few games where so-called experts aren't picking you guys to win. You guys embrace that.
I'm cool. So I want them to pick us. I like being an underdog. I don't know. I believe we play better when we're doubted and we're not, people not choosing us to win the game. I feel like we play better all the time, so just do it all the way to February. That's all I ask.
What do you think about playing Christmas?
It's different. It's my first time. Actually, I usually be sitting home watching basketball or something on Christmas, but it's different, so it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun.
How do you plan to handle it on Christmas morning?
Get ready like I always do, just to get prepared for a game, It's different because it's Christmas, but it's another game.
Lamar, we've asked you before about this record against the NFC, and that helps. You're 19-1. I mean, do you feel that because you and this offense have such a unique style that it could be hard for the other teams to maybe adjust because they just don't see your kind of your offensive style? Yeah, very much throughout the league.
I don't know. I can't tell you how they feel about, playing against us. I'm not in any locker room. Hopefully our style just keep working for us, if anything.
Lamar, what satisfaction do you get out of, we saw Dwayne Smooth show his frustration not being able to get to you. We've seen other pass rushers like Myles Garrett do it as well. I mean, what do you say in those moments when you see the frustration on those guys' face?
I really don't say anything. I'm locked in the game. I'm trying to win every down. So if they frustrated, I'm trying to keep them frustrated. I'm trying to win, if anything.
Lamar, Keaton gave you guys such a shot of excitement over the last four, 6 weeks. Does it, to your mind, does it change anything about what you guys can do not having him? Or, how do you kind of look at being without him?
Man, we're gonna miss having that guy that can just take the ball from the -10 all the way to the house, at any given play, any little small window. But I believe our guys just gonna step up, all across the board. Our brother went down, things like that happened in the NFL, but we still got a level head, level heart. We still got a long season left to play. I believe it's a thing in the past. Justice has been playing his butt off. He's been making things happen. Whenever he's in, he's making, again, 5-6 yards a carry. So I believe that's going to be good for us.
How would you describe the focus of the team, you know, going into this, you're in the middle of a tough stretch and big game like we're talking about. How do you describe the focus of this team?
If we locked in. I say we locked in. I believe we just had a great practice today. Our guys is not peeking ahead. You know, we still focusing on keeping it one game at a time, you know, and that's what we're doing right now.
Can you talk about the trust that you've built with Isaiah Likely and he's built with you, and to go up and make a play like you did in Jacksonville that we can catch? What does that do for your confidence that you can make more of those plays?
I've been confident in Likely since last year, you know. Things like that just happen sometimes. We got to make something happen. And he went up and made a spectacular catch over two defenders. I just had to give him a chance, you know. And today he tried to do it. It didn't work out. So I told my linebacker locked him up, but he wanted to catch the ball over a corner in the game. So I guess he's a gamer, not a practice guy.
On Monday, Harbaugh talked about how this team has been really good at sort of kicking on whatever problem is presented in any given week. Do you feel that about this team, that this has been kind of a good problem-solving
team?
Ask
that at one more time.
Harbaugh on Monday sort of said this team has been really good at doing what it needs to do to win in a given week, sort of dealing with the problem that's presented each week. Do you feel like that's a characteristic of this team?
I don't be seeing us have, like, problems going into weeks, though, so.
I mean more like the problem that's presented by whatever problem that opponent presents. Challenge.
Challenge. I mean, it's the NFL. You know, it's gonna be a different challenge every week. Yeah, like Coach said, pick it back off Coach. Yeah, we got great guys who's locked in and who's, you know, willing to do their thing. You know, our guys gonna step up for every opponent, any opponent. But Monday night we got the 49ers.
Yeah.